The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter number 45, Texts number 39 through 44, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on May 30th, 2012, in Phoenix, Mauritius.
Tamaha Bhagavannashu Guru Putra Pradiyatam Yasa vihattaya grashto balako mahataro mina. The Supreme Lord Krishna addressed the Lord of the Ocean. Let the son of my guru be presented at once, the one you seized here with your mighty waves. Shri Samudra uvacha na chaharsham mahang deva daitya panchano maham Antarjalachara Krishna Shankarupadaro Saraha. The ocean replied, O Lord Krishna, it was not I who abducted him, but a demonic descendant of Diti named Panchajana who travels in the water in the form of a conch. Purport. Clearly, the demon Panchajana was too powerful for the ocean to control, otherwise, the ocean would have prevented in such an unlawful act. Aste tena hrito nunam satshrutva satvarang prabhu jalang avishyatang hatva napashyad udarer bakam. Indeed, the ocean said, that demon has taken him away. Hearing this, Lord Krishna entered the ocean, found Panchajana and killed him. But the Lord did not find the boy within the demon's belly. So now we will responsibly do text 42. Tat Anga Prabhavam Shankam Adaya Ratam Agamat Tata Samyamanim Nama Yamasya Dayitam Purim Gadva. Now we end with Purim, okay. Taranga Prahavam Shankam Adaya Ratamagamat Tata Samyamanin Nama Yamasya Dayetang Purim Taranga Prahavam Shankam Adaya Ratam Agamat Tata Samyamanin Nama Yamasya Dayetang Purim Gadva Janardana Shankam Pradadma Sahalayudha Shankam Nihradam Akarnya Prajasam Yamano Yama Tato Saparyam Mahatim Chakre Bhaktyu Prabrim Hitam Uvachavanata Krishnam Sarvabhuta Shayalayam Lila Manushya Yor Vishnu Yuvayo Kurva Vamakim. Translation and purport by the followers of Srila Prabhupada. Lord Janardhan took the conch shell that had grown around the demon's body and went back to the chariot. Then he proceeded to Samyamani, the beloved capital of Yamaraj, the Lord of Death. Upon arriving there with Lord Balaram, he loudly blew his conch shell, and Yamaraj, who keeps the conditioned souls in check, came as soon as he heard the resounding vibration. Yamaraj elaborately worshipped the two lords with great devotion, and then he addressed Lord Krishna, who lives in everyone's heart, O Supreme Lord Vishnu, what shall I do for you and Lord Balaram, who are playing the part of ordinary humans? Purport. The conch shell the Lord took from Panchajana, which is called Panchajanya, is the same one he sounded at the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita. According to the Acharyas, Panchajana had become a demon in a way similar to that of Jai and Vijay. In other words, though appearing in the form of a demon, he was actually a devotee of the Lord. The Skanda Purana Avantikanda describes the wonderful things that happened when Lord Krishna sounded his conch shell. Asipatra Vanam Nama Shirnapatra Majayata Raryavam Namanarakam Araravam Abhuttada Abhairavam Varakyakam Kumbi Pakam Upakchakam. The hell known as Asipatravana lost the sharp sword-like leaves on its trees, and the hell named Rarava became free of its ruru beasts. The Vaibhava hell lost its fearfulness and all cooking stopped in the Kumbhipaka hell. The Skanda Purana further states, Papachayatatasarve vimukta naraka nara padam avyayam asadya. Their sinful reactions eradicated all the inhabitants of hell, attained liberation, and approached the spiritual world.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Bala Kamala Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatan Sadaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Ladita Shri Vishakanvitamscha.
Just see the power of Krishna's kanch. Wouldn't it be wonderful to hear Krishna's kanch? If even these inhabitants of hell, they got liberated and approached by Kunta just by hearing that kanch, you can imagine the great shakti, the great power of Krishna's kanch. So we could really use that, couldn't we? We could really use hearing that concept. Well, the good news is the Hare Krishna mantra is as good as that concept. So you don't have to lament, oh, I missed out on hearing the Krishna's conch. Too bad. Tough luck. No. We have something equally as powerful as Krishna's concept. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just by hearing this Maha Mantra, one can be liberated and approach the spiritual world. You may say, but I've been hearing it for so many years and I'm still a conditioned soul. What's going on here? Is the Hare Krishna mantra really that potent, or is it not really that potent? It is that potent. It depends on the quality of our hearing also. Therefore, we have 10 offenses that we have to avoid while chanting Hare Krishna. It's stated, this is by seeing the Ratha Yatra, you become liberated. It's by seeing the Lord Jagannath. Even an ordinary person becomes liberated by seeing Lord Jagannath on the ground. So why they're all not liberated? Why don't they come to the temple and surrender after seeing the Ratha Yatra on the street? Well, it's the old Hastisnan syndrome once again. You know that Hastisnan, the elephant bath? They get liberated. By chanting Hare Krishna, you're liberated. By seeing Jagannath and the Ratha, you're liberated. But if you go back into your old habits, you see, your old lusty, greedy, angry, illusioned, mad, envious, lazy habits, then it's the elephant bath. You've taken bath, you've heard Hare Krishna, you've seen Jagannath, Swami, you've gotten that liberation, but now immediately you jump back in the dirt. You see, that elephant, he comes out very nicely bathing himself, but to dry off, he rolls in the dirt. So that's our difficulty, Prabhus. That's our difficulty, Matajis. We roll in the dirt. Sweet, we're thinking, it's like they have that saying, home, sweet home. We're thinking, dirt, sweet dirt. You can pity a poor worm living in the stool. Oh, that poor creature. He lives such an abominable life in the stool. Let me have kindness on that poor worm and I will pull him out of the stool. My dear worm, why are you living in the stool here? I'll pull you over here, give you a nice home here by some lotus flowers, you see. As soon as you let go of that worm, where will he go? Will he go to the lotus flower? No, he'll go crawling back into the stool. Home, sweet home, you see. So that's our difficulty. We're addicted to material sense gratification. It's embarrassing, but that's the truth. We might as well be honest and admit it. We're addicted to sense gratification. Hopelessly addicted. Since time immemorial, hopelessly addicted to material sense gratification. So what is our hope? We're Maya addicts. Is it? It's like heroin addicts, we're Maya addicts, addicted to Maya. So what's the hope? How we can get out of it? Well, it's very simple. You simply have to become addicted to something better, that's it. Actually, our nature is to be addicted. So you can't be non-addicted. The Mayavadis try to become non-addicted. I want to go into a state of non-addiction. But you can't do that. It's not natural. You have to become addicted to something positive, you see. Atakshi Krishna Namadi Nabhavad Grayam Indriyai Sevon Mukehi Jivado Sayam Evas Padat Yadaha. Nobody can understand the transcendental name, fame, forms, pastimes, entourage, qualities, etc., 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 of the amazingly beautiful, unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead with your blunt, materially contaminated senses. Not possible, Rupa Goswami said. But for one who engages the senses, you see, in the Lord's service, jiva, the tongue, adau, jivado, beginning with the tongue, the transcendental name, fame, forms, pastimes, qualities, entourage, etc., 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 that amazingly wonderful. Supreme Personality of Godhead become revealed to him. So at the present moment, our senses are addicted to material sense gratification. That's a fact. We're addicted. You take those same addicted senses and you engage them. Rishikesha, Rishikena, Sevanam. You engage those same addicted senses in the service of Krishna. Then gradually, you overcome the mundane addiction by becoming addicted to Krishna. And Ras must be there, you see. Taste must be there. Relationship must be there. So it's either mundane Ras or bhakti Ras. The Mayavadis, they want to go into a state of Ras. No taste, no relationship, no mellow, no flavor. But it's artificial. Ras is artificial. There must be Ras. So now we have Bhoga Ras. We have a taste for sense enjoyment. We have to transform Bhoga Ras into Bhakti Ras by engaging the senses in the service of Krishna. Step by step by step, paday paday paday. Those steps are given by Vipa Goswami. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1, 4, 15, and 16. Dau Shadha Tata Sadhu Sangata Brajana Kriya Tato Narta Navitya Sat Tato Rajasta Tato Nishta Rajastataha Atasaktis tato bhavas tato prema bhyajantati sadakanangayam prema pradurveva vivetkramaha. Very nicely explained, that step-by-step process given by Rupa Goswami. He says in the beginning, there must be faith. Then one must associate with the pure devotees. One becomes interested. I want to find people who are purely practicing bhakti, not the Kanishta people. Who are praying for their daily bread, you see. Praying for their, you know, their house by the sea and a Harvard education for their kids. Not those, but those who are cultivating pure bhakti. The devotee then becomes interested to associate with those, that caliber of Vaishnavas, the real Vaishnavas, you see. Those who are on the path of pure bhakti. He becomes very interested to associate with pure devotees, you see. Adal sadhashadasans. Tata sadhu sangota bhajana kriya. The next step is bhajana kriya. What are these sadhus doing? What are these devotees doing? They're chanting the mala, they're giving up sinful activities, they take diksha, they worship deities, they take prasad, all the things they're doing. So, the next step is the aspiring transcendentalist. He will then take up the pathway. He'll take initiation. He'll accept a spiritual master as his guide in his life. And he'll execute the regulated principles of devotional service under the orders of the spiritual master. This is called sadhana bhakti. He will then practice sadhana bhakti, accepting the order of his spiritual master as his life and soul. And what is the result by serving the spiritual master? The next step is nishta. I mean to say, anartha nivritti. He becomes free of all the bad habits. You see, he was addicted to watching cinema, mundane music, going here, going there. He gives up all this garbage, you see. Gives up all the garbage. And by giving up all the garbage, he becomes nishta, firmly fixed. So in the beginning, there is Shraddha, which is preliminary faith. And then, after giving up the bad habits by serving Guru Maharaj, then you achieve Nishta, which is firm faith. This firm faith position is described as a condition where you are free from passion and ignorance. You see, now you're solidly fixed in goodness, the Nishta stage. Passion and ignorance, gone, finished. You see. And then, from nishta, you're solidly fixed up. As Prabhupada used to say, fixed up devotee. You see, now you're solidly fixed up devotee. And then the next step, that is called ruchi. Now you get a very, very sweet taste. When you chant Hare Krishna, oh, it's so sweet thing. Just oozing with nectar. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Someone on the ruchi stage, their japa is not mechanical. The japa is the sweetest, most ecstatic time of the day for them. Now I get to associate with Krishna. I have an intimate personal meeting with God every day, you see. My japa is the most blissful, ecstatic experience every day. Wow! Now I get to meet with Krishna. And my own intimate personal meeting with Krishna now, you see. Someone on the ruchi stage, he experiences like that, you see. He could go on chanting 24 hours a day and never get tired. Just diving deeper and deeper into Nama Ruchi, you see. And then after that, then you become, but as a result from the ruchi stage, you become completely addicted to Krishna, totally attached to Krishna. Like Lord Chaitanya prays, I know no one but Krishna as my Lord, and he shall remain so, even if he handles me roughly or leaves me brokenhearted by not being present before me. He can do anything and everything he wants to with me, but he remains my worshipful Lord unconditionally. So now the devotee is completely attached to Krishna. And this is the beginning, Prabhupada explains, this is the preliminary stage of love of God. He actually can realize what his eternal rasa is at this point. He realizes the eternal relationship with Krishna. The pastimes of Krishna spontaneously appear in the television of his heart, mystic television within the heart. This is called the Asakti stage. And then, so now he's completed the sadhana bhakti, he goes into raga bhakti stage, where he has emotions arising within the heart, and finally full-blown manifestation of love of God. So these are the steps. We have to go step by step by step. Some devotees want to immediately jump to bhava, you see. Well, I want to, you know, one foolish devotee, I'm shocked, he advised at the Sunday feast, he told all the devotees and the guests, he said, you should pick a rasa you want. Decide what you want to be. You know, pick your rasa. You want to be a peacock, or, you know, a gopi, a gopa. Or you want to be, you know, just pick out what you'd be and meditate on that. I mean, it's so ridiculous. Like, I was shocked. I had to report it to the GBC. And they got on his case about it. I couldn't believe it. So that we have to understand these higher things, that is not our level. Now we have to get free of all the dirt in the heart. We have to get free from all the dirt in the heart. Become completely cleansed of all the desires and all the lust, the anger, the greed, the madness, the illusion, the envy, that all has to be cleaned out, you see. And then, gradually, all these other things will naturally come. But the point is, we have to go step by step. Don't try to jump ahead and just take the next, whatever your level is. You see, practically speaking, once we're initiated, then we're battling it out for our whole lives on the Nartanavritti stage. We're battling it out, trying to really get those Nartas done. The false pride, you see, the laziness, you see. The tamagun tendencies, you see. It's a struggle just to come to the nista stage for us. Let's be honest. That's where we're at. We're struggling just to get to nista, where the passion and ignorance no longer affect us. Practically speaking, that's where we're situated. We're in Nartanavritti. We're in the Nartanavritti stage, trying to get rid of all this passion and ignorance so we can be solidly fixed in goodness. But then gradually, if one is very, very determined, you see, then one can progress through all these stages. Prabhupada actually ordered me to come to the perfectional stage of bhakti. He said, now you just become qualified to see Krishna face to face. So we have to be very serious to cultivate this inner development of Krishna consciousness through all these stages. We have to be very, very serious. This is what Prabhupada wants. Simply doing your service nicely, that's good, you should. And being a very respected devotee around ISKCON, you have nice relationships. These things must be there, but that's not the end of it. There has to be this inner cultivation also. This inner cultivation through these stages all the way to prema. We have to be endeavoring to become perfect, to become qualified to see Krishna face to face. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Here's one. What is the significance of blowing the conch shell? Well, Prabhupada did it, so I know it's bona fide. He didn't blow a bugle or a buffalo horn. Krishna does that. Prabhupada blew a conch shell. So the fact that Prabhupada did it, we know that it's bona fide. And we know that it drives away, just like the kirtan drives away all inauspiciousness, the conch shell signifies victory over the material energy. So actually, the conch shell was used at the beginning of the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So it also means that we're at war with Maya, and this signals our victory over the material energy. So the conch shell is very, very auspicious. Any other questions? How is knowledge dependent on devotional service, the realization of the Supreme Truth? No, for realization. Oh, how is knowledge dependent on devotional service, the realization of the Supreme Truth? As Rupa Goswami states, I just quoted a few minutes ago, you can't really, unless you have devotional service, you can't really understand or realize what is Krishna. In other words, it's not intellectual. Just by mental gymnastics alone, all you can do is negate the variegatedness of this material nature and come to the impersonal Brahman understanding. But to actually understand the personality of Godhead, you have to come in contact with Him. And you can't do that just by knowledge alone. You have to do that by devotional service. Narada, being freed from all material taints, met with death as lightning and illumination occurs simultaneously. Can you please explain? Well, it's pretty inexplicable. I mean, what Narada actually experienced, if you really want to know, you have to do it yourself. But it must have been pretty ecstatic. That we can be sure of. What Narada Muni went through. And please note, he was an ordinary conditioned soul of this world. He was a conditioned soul, and he achieved this perfection of consciousness. Actually, Narada Muni was a pop singer. Do you know that? He was a pop singer in the heavenly planets. Upabharana was his name. He came there, the demigods were having a big sankirtan, glorifying the Supreme Lord. And he came to join the sankirtan, you know, with his music. His great musical abilities. He came to, show off his musical abilities at the sankirtan. And he had a huge just like the Beatles had all those girls running after them, you know. He had a huge entourage of women running after him. So he came with all of his women to the sankirtan. And he started singing demigod songs instead of glorifying the Supreme Lord. So he wasn't very much appreciated for that. So he was cursed to become a Shudra. And that's what, he took birth on the earth planet as the son of a Shudra woman. And then from there, as a little boy, they were living near the forest, and all the sages came, and they were taking, he would take their darshan and get their mahaprasad. So you know the story from there, and started in the first canto. So he became a great devotee, you see, by the mahaprasad, actually. By the potency of the mahaprasad from these great pavas at Bhaktivedantas. So we're also getting the mahaprasad of the Bhaktivedanta, you see, there's hope for us. Narada Muni got Bhaktivedanta Mahaprasad. We are also getting Bhaktivedanta Mahaprasad. Even though I was also a pop singer, actually, before I came. So there's hope for the pop singers and all the poppies, all the sinful people of this world, you see. All we poppies, sinful people, and pop singers, for the mercy of Prabhupada, you see, that Bhaktivedanta Mahaprasad, we can become saved like Narada Muni was saved. Okay, let's see here. All right. Is it true that devotional service starts only when one is freed from the modes of passion and ignorance? No. I just described there's different stages. Shraddha, Sarusanga, Vajana Kriya, and Arjana Riddhi Nishta. These four stages, Shraddha, Sarusanga, Vajana Kriya, Narjana Vritti, the modes of passion and ignorance is still acting in those four stages of bhakti. The first four stages of bhakti, the modes of passion and ignorance is still acting. Only when you get to Nishta stage, the fifth stage, this period of the passion and ignorance no longer acting. So, no, there are four stages of bhakti, even while passion and ignorance is still there. So there's hope for us who are still caught up in passion and ignorance. That we can do bhakti even now in our neophyte, passionate, ignorant state. How is it that devotees performing devotional service for years are still very rude and passionate? Well, because they haven't gotten out of the Anartana Vritti stage yet. That's they're still battling it out in Anartana Vritti. They haven't got to Nishti yet. That's all. And that's not unusual. I think most of us will be battling it out and get a little, just be fortunate to remember Krishna at the time of death. You know? I mean, how many of us will actually be purely situated in goodness, even at the very end of our life? For most of us, we'll still be fighting it out in passion and ignorance. But by the grace of the holy name, remembering Krishna, we can get liberated even then, you see. If we can remember Krishna, the moment of death, in spite of all of our passion, our ignorance, and our flaws, we can be delivered. Okay? Why do some devotees who seem to have achieved the taste of Krishna consciousness, who appear to be very serious, happen to deviate from their spiritual practices? Well, I can underline the word who seem to have achieved the taste of Krishna consciousness and who appear to be very serious. Emphasize the word seem and appear, you see. Seeming to achieve the taste of Krishna consciousness and actually having achieved the taste of Krishna consciousness, there's a huge gulf of difference between those two things. And appear to be very serious and actually being very serious, again, there's a huge gulf of difference. So, don't just seem to be serious, Prabhu. Don't just seem to be serious, Mataji. Be actually serious, is it? Don't just appear to have achieved taste. Actually achieve taste. That's the key. You think, well, now I'm advanced in Krishna consciousness because all the devotees think that I have taste and I'm serious. So now I'm advanced, I've made it in the society. They ask me to be a guru, they ask me to be a sannyasi, they ask me to be a GBC or this or that. So now I've made it in Krishna consciousness. No. There were people who were allowed to initiate disciples who blooped. Many of them fell down even after were allowed to accept disciples in this movement. Is it? Because they seemed to be serious, they appeared to have taste, but they didn't really have it. Many people took sannyas, and even recently, there was a GBC guru sannyasi who fell down. He's met with some woman, some karmic woman, you see. So appearing to be serious, appearing to have taste, that's not good enough. You have to really have it. You have to really be serious. And here's a little, it's interesting these two things were brought, these two points, seriousness and taste. These two things are very closely related. To the degree of your seriousness, to that degree you will have taste. You see, you cannot have actual bhakti ras any to a greater proportion than your seriousness. Some people say, "Oh, I don't want to be serious. I mean, it sounds kind of morbid, you know. I just want to joke around, be frivolous. It seems a lot more fun than being serious. I mean, you can't be serious that I should be serious, is it? I'm a young person. I just want to goof around and joke and be frivolous. How you can tell me to be serious? That doesn't sound very good, but no. You actually get genuine bhakti ras to that degree that you're serious and not any more than that. If you're only slightly serious, you only get a little bit of taste. You want the full taste of bhakti, you have to become absolutely 100% serious. That your every thought, your every word, your every deed in all times, places and circumstances will be pleasing to Guru and Krishna. I mean, very, very serious. That you don't want even a slight defect even in your thoughts. You see? That's called serious. And that person, he gets taste.
Ruchi.
Do we have any other information about the identity of the demon Panchajanya? Not that I know of, but you could look for it in Prabhupada's book. Anything else? Everyone said, did your question come in? Okay. Oh, that was the Panchajanya question. Well, it's interesting. Just from what we read here, it's very interesting information, quite astounding information. That, look at he was actually a great devotee. And he stole the son of Krishna's guru. So he could end up being killed by Krishna. You see the arrangement. He kidnapped the son of Sandipani Muni so that he could end up being killed by Krishna and liberated. And what a great honor. His conch shell became the conch shell of the Lord. What a great honor. So just from what we have here, it's quite interesting. Quite interesting. Just this information. I'm very happy we've gotten this information. Very, very intriguing thing. Is it? Panchajana. And then the person, the demon is Panchajana, the conscious Panchajanya. Is it? I love the Sanskrit language in that way, you know, the way things are tied together. Just like there's King Prithu. And his daughter, Pritha. And the son of that daughter, Partha. And the chariot driver of that Partha, Partasarathi. It's so cool. I mean, it really is. You know, you got Prithu, Pritha, Partha, Partasarathi. Just like, it's really an amazing language, Sanskrit language. So the same thing, Panchajana and Panchajanya. Or Vasudev and Vasudev, isn't it? So there's nothing else, we can stop here. So we thank you all very much for your participation in this Krishna consciousness process. Please take it seriously, very, very, very seriously, and I guarantee you, you will get the most wonderful, delicious taste. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Krishna Prasanna Sadhgari Maharaj ki jai.